Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Today we're looking at the sixth I am saying of Jesus. In John 14 verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We were only 200 metres away from the ground, but we didn't know which way to go. The bus driver wound down his window. "Hey chap, which way to the football ground?" "Just round the corner there," motioned the old man with his hand. I remember it vividly because from where I was toward the back of the bus, I could see the main stand of the football ground. I knew where it was. I could see what the bus driver could not. Jesus is talking with his disciples. He's helping them make sense of all they've seen him do and teach. Now he's turning their attention to his main purpose in coming and whereafter he was going. There is still much confusion. The disciples can't see clearly. In John 14 verse 5, we read that Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" There's an innate desire within everyone to know what the future holds for them. Sports people are no different. Simple thoughts like, will I be picked for the next game? What will happen at the end of the season? What if I don't make my times? And then there are times we think more deeply around our purpose and meaning. What will I be remembered for? Will I still be playing in 10 years' time? Why do I keep putting so much effort into training and playing? Here Thomas is asking Jesus for confirmation around a deeper question we all have about the life to come. How do we know we're on the right track to eternal life? And Jesus' answer is simple. It's found in me. Remember the verse? In John 14 verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Let's look at those three things. The way. Jesus is saying, "I am the way back to God, the way of salvation." The way of salvation is the way of the cross. Jesus must die so that we may live. He is the only one in whom forgiveness of sins is possible. Do you know that Jesus has made the way back to God possible for you? If so, rejoice and enjoy him in your sport today. The truth. Jesus has already alluded to the fact that he is truth. In John chapter 1 verse 17 we read, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." He is truth because he is the one sent by God, the Father, whose words and deeds are true. Jesus is the truth about salvation for those who believe and judgment for those who don't. Do you trust that Jesus is the truth about God's rescue? See, we are encouraged to put our trust in all kinds of things in sport. Our coach, our training schedule, our belief in our ability, our performance in our last match. And there's some truth in all these, in part, but we can never fully trust these things. They will let us down. You can keep coming back to the one who is totally trustworthy. And the life. Jesus promises fullness of life now and eternal life to follow. He states that he is the one, the only one, who can bring us back to our Creator God, back to our Father. Do you have life in all its fullness now and look forward to the life that is to come? So keep your head up. Unlike the bus driver who couldn't see where he was going, keep looking to Jesus, who has given you new life now and promises to take you home to a life which is eternal. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that Jesus is my way, is my truth, and is my life. Please help me to rejoice on this game day that Jesus has come to give me new life now and life everlasting. Amen. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.